Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Li Baodong says the main agenda, with a focus on innovation and development, comes at a time when the world economy continues to struggle down a fragile path of recovery.
我们中国这次把创新问题啊，作为了一个非常重要的议题。
It is historic that China, as the host country of the summit, has put innovation in a very important place on the agenda, which indicates that China is playing a leading role in transforming the G20 from a system dealing with short-term problems into a permanent mechanism to tackle global challenges.
He says part of the Chinese agenda in Hangzhou will be try to break the current model of focusing on fiscal stimulus and loose monetary policies to drive growth.Instead, he says the Chinese delegation will press for more innovation-driven growth strategies and structural reforms, which he says will boost the potential for mid- to long-term growth.
We have introduced the issue of development into the G20 mechanism as a key topic for the first time. It has never been done by any other country before.China, as the biggest developing country, surely cares about the issue of development. We have invited many guests and leaders from developing countries to attend the summit. This is also unprecedented in the G20 history.
Chinese officials have been pressing to try to make this year's G20 summit proactive rather than reactive. This includes the invitation of 5 different developing nations to the table, 3 of whom will represent different international groupings.The annual G20 Leaders Summit will take place in Hangzhou on September 4th and 5th. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.